This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
You on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
What's up, man? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. We got a good one coming for you guys, but first of all, I want to say thanks. Well, we got to pay some bills, but I want to say thanks to all the people who submitted music in the Just Talking with Sam summer artist feature showcase thing we got going on here. Started a couple weeks ago, but we've been getting a ton of submissions via justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. And you guys have been submitting your music, and you guys have been getting some very, very, very great artists that we just haven't. Honestly, we don't have enough show to submit music. I'm not saying stop, but Jesus Christ, you guys are awesome. And I want to thank you for it. Another thing I want to do, I'm always very grateful to you guys who donate via the donate button on samshownation.com. By doing that, you help us do a lot of cool things with the podcast, and you guys help a lot of cool things happen where we get server space. So you guys just keep the free funny free. Those who haven't, go to samshownation.com, click the donate button, and give as much as it takes to make you feel like a good person. Give until your heart's content. You guys have done a lot, and you guys give, and we put it right back into the podcast. The only way we do is say thank you. So, with that, we still got to pay some bills. We're going to talk about a word from our sponsor before I'm joined with my special guest, Big Man. Big Man comes back, but he brought new to the podcast, our buddy Manny with us, and we're going to all sit down, and we're going to discuss The Man of Steel, the movie The Man of Steel. I will say this, there's a lot of spoilers in this episode of The Man of Steel, so if you haven't seen The Man of Steel, please go see it and then listen to this version of the podcast, because there's a lot of spoilers. It is what it is. For those who don't care, there are a few of you out there who don't care about spoilers, strap in, keep listening. But we got some very good sponsors coming up, sponsor the show. First things first is, let's face it, July 4th, Independence Day is right around the corner, and we are sponsored by Mangrate. What's a Mangrate, you ask? The Mangrate is the ultimate grill enhancement system. It's made in America, cast iron grilling grates to put those professional grill marks on, whether it be your chicken, your steak, or your veggies. Whatever you do, you get that steakhouse quality flavor and whatever you are planning on grilling. I know a lot of you guys are grilling. It has a way of just giving you that five-star restaurant taste and that five-star restaurant feeling by doing it in your backyard. It's the best way you can do it. And my Patriots out there, it is Independence Day. It's made in America. It fits any grill. It does it all. It won 2012's Men's Health Best Grilling Accessory. Excuse me, Best Food Accessory, I should say. Sorry about that. It fits any grill, and any Mangrate comes with a limited edition Mangrate Mangrate brush, so you can keep it clean. The best way to order your Mangrates is get the Man Great Special by going to SamShowNation.com. Click under the current promotion section, clicking the Man Great link, and saving $10. That Man Great, the thing that I've been talking about all summer, is $19.99. You should pay more for it, but guess what? We love you, so it's going to be $19.99. And the best way to do it is go to SamShowNation.com, click the link, and then you can grill and cook like a pro. Just set it and forget it, man. That's the Man Great. So, there we go. Man Great. Get yourself a Man Great. Our next sponsor is the good folks at Finish Line. Like I said, it is July 4th. It's right around the corner. You may not be grilling at home. You may be going elsewhere. But one thing you want to do, you want to look fly when you do it. So go to finishline.com. You can get your shoes, whether it be men's, women's, kids. Get your sports team apparel. Hey, the Miami Heat just won. Hey, Blackhawks just won. You can get your limited edition stuff from finishline.com. Whether it be team gear, your brands, your sales, all of that. By going to SamShowNation.com, clicking the Finish Line link. Go ahead and shop and look fly when you go to that cookout. And guess what? Free shipping every day on thousands of styles. So that way you look good, you feel good, and you're about to spend Independence Day, July 4th, with your family, your friends, or what have you. The best way you can do it is spending with your family. You want to be the best looking person there? You can do that at finishline.com. Via SamShowNation.com. Via SamShowNation.com. Click the current promotions page. Go to FinishLine.com. Get yourself some free shipping and get the newest kicks out there. And be the talk. Have somebody whisper about you. That's what's going to be what it is at your cookout, your July 4th cookout. Light some fireworks. Get some sparklers. Guess what? You still look good. By going to FinishLine.com. Via SamShowNation.com. Our next sponsor is PetSmart. Look, I just talked about how looking good is very important. Guess what? You want your pets to do that. Right now, during the month of July, is PetSmart's anniversary sale. It's the biggest sale of the year. By doing that, you can get some pretty cool gear from your dog, your cat, your fish, your bird, your Gila monster, your pet rat. If you got whatever you got. Get them looking cool. Your dogs, your cats, you can wear some gear there. They even have DC Comics and Marvel exclusive apparel. If you want to get your dog looking like Iron Man, guess what you can? You can do that via SamShowNation.com by clicking the PetSmart link. And guess what? Everything over $75 is free shipping. And you can save $15 extra on that by putting the offer code 15JUNE. June or July, guess what? Getting some pretty cool stuff for your pets. You can save up to 25% off all your fish. Look, I'm a fish guy. I don't have a dog. I don't have a cat. But I got fish. And my fish got some pretty cool stuff. They can swim in an aquarium. And I just paid 25% less by going to SamShowNation.com, clicking the PetSmart link, and getting some cool stuff for my fish. Why don't you go ahead and do that? Why is the anniversary sale? It's the biggest sale of the year. Best time to get some cool stuff for your pets. Doing that by going to, you know, you guys help us out. You get some pretty cool toys. I talked about the DC and Marvel exclusive too. You can dress like Iron Man. Guess what? Your dog and cat can play with even your Superman. We're going to talk about Superman a lot in this podcast. And they can play with Superman. Let's not leave the pets out of this. So go to PetSmart via SamShowNation.com. And lastly, the granddaddy of them all. When it comes down to buying cool shit, you go to Amazon.com. Let's face it. We don't know what you want. I don't know what you want. Maybe you want some fireworks. Maybe you want some of that cookbooks. Maybe you want whatever you can get. Get it by Amazon.com. Amazon.com has everything you need that I just didn't even talk about. And they got it at reasonable prices. Best way to go to Amazon is go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon banner, and shop as you normally would. It ain't going to cost you more. You can help out the podcast. You can buy whatever you want from Amazon. Let's face it, it's the internet. The internet is a very big and vast place, but when it comes down to shopping, let's face it, it's pretty small. You're going to Amazon anyway. The best way you can do it, go to SamShowNation, click the Amazon link, and shop as you normally would. That is all I got, and I'm going to get into some, but one thing I do want to point out is if you go to SamShowNation.com, the store is open. the SamShowNation.com store is open. So you can support your love of the podcast by buying Just Talking with Sam t-shirts. One of the logo, one of the catchphrases I said, we can't make this shit up. One of the sleeper hits, the non-threatening black man that has a cartoon picture of my face on it. Whatever. They're all $20. Or you could get other stuff like show your love with a sticker, show your love with, you know, going back and keeping the podcast free, keeping the free funny free with some not so free funny episodes. Well, not so free, they're still funny, but not so free episodes. You can go back in the archives and get some of the old school episodes, or believe it or not, some that is free, my iTunes listeners, my Apple people, you can get the free iTunes app. You guys can get the free iTunes app. Show your love to SamShowNation.com, the Just Talk with Sam podcast, by going to the SamShowNation.com store and buying what you need to buy. I talked about it a little bit earlier about the, you know, about what we're doing here and featuring new artists here on the podcast. Before we talk about a guy from another planet, let's talk about a, you know, group of people who are not from this world, the Mars Tribe. They came out with a song, they emailed us to us with a feature artist link, and it is Buy You a Drink. I like this song, and you're going to like it too. So I'm going to shut up. We're going to play this song, and we'll get into this podcast. But shout out to the Mars Tribe. Keep doing what you're doing, fellas. And I'm going to play this song, and we will be back right after that to talk about some Superman. See you in a few.
I'm skin, so this chick's gonna buy me a drink. Get the ice out my side, hit the line with a twist. I'm on fire every sip, and I'm dying cause I'm pissed. I was hypnotized by the size of her tits. A nice little minx with a tight little minge. Grinding my thing from a line and a sniff. I decided to split, I'm tired of this shit. I'm not that guy, I'm the kid. White chicks, brown chicks and Chinese. Always looking for a drink they can buy me. I'm beginning to be sick and I'm hyped. Now I'm headed to the sink, no Chinese. My night needs a tight squeeze, a slight wheeze. Then I might leave, time for a dry clean. Nobody do it like C's. Bitch, I wanna drink, come find me.
Pretty lady, pretty lady, won't you buy me?
Cause I'm lost in the sticks, but still building my bricks. The big bad wolf couldn't blow my shit. So come and buy me a drink. I'll take it back to basics, Bacardi and gin. I taught you how to kiss and I even tried to sing. Everybody knows I've got you huddled right under my wing. I can see past your foreplay. Battle through the future, battle through the dark days. So let's not beat around the bush. Got pennies to my name, but a barrel full of kush. Yeah, I don't mind a drink, but rather have this French maid all up on my. Figure me out, just like the Big Bang Theory. Truth of the matter is, your girlfriend cheers me. So why I gotta lie about it? Buy me a drink and then you'll forget
pretty
about
lady,
it.
Lady, won't you buy me?
When I hit the club, I'm never buying lick. I've got deciders on my rider, bust the line up in my drink. Quick to get a bottle if I'm chilling with your yacht. Then I whisper to the barman to stick it on your tab. I help myself to the tap. My cup is half full, so I need another splash. Fact, I'm always out on the lash. Dashing all my cash in the flash, flagging cabs. Never on the wagon, so it's back to the cabin. Or the flat, grabbing hands out the bag like a rabbit in a hat. And I won't offer her a coffee first. She let me hit it, but she needs to hit the coffee first. Cause being sober is hard, hence the overdraft. And the broken shards of Corona glass. And it ain't known the past, that's why I wrote these bars. They were noted on receipt rolls in an open
pretty
bar.
Lady, won't you buy me?
Yeah.
What's up, y'all? It's your man Sam, host of the Just Talk with Sam podcast. I'm here with Big Man and Manny. First time into the podcast. Now, we have been doing a lot of this off mic, and now we finna do it on mic. We finna sit down and talk about The Man of Steel. Yep, the movie that y'all should have saw by now. So, we're gonna throw it out there right now. If you have not seen The Man of Steel, this podcast has a lot of spoilers. Honestly, go see The Man of Steel.
Spoilers.
Go see The Man of Steel, and then come back and listen to this.
Spoiler alert.
Because, honestly, we've been sitting down and talking about the whole movie. And some people just don't care. Yeah, some like people me. Just don't really care. And Manny, that's what kind of brought you to the party. You really don't give a goddamn about Superman.
No.
So let's just start it from here and talk about the man. Remember, a lot of spoilers in this. So Man of Steel, this is the last chance. My people who, before y'all leave, please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. Leave a note, say you like the show, whatever you got to do. For the rest of y'all, we finna sit down and talk about Superman. All right, give y'all 3, 2, 1. All right, now we're talking about Superman.
Yeah, we're going. We're
okay. Superman. Man of Steel. All right, this is off the top. If you had to
awesome
grade that movie, A to F.
Awesome movie.
A to F, what would you give it? A to
if
F.
If I had to grade. Give it a grade, I probably would give it a... About a B plus.
C plus B minus. That's where I live.
I say B plus, like A minus, something like
I'll
that.
Give it a F.
The person who didn't see the movie.
I give it an F plus.
The person who didn't see the movie. All right. Let's just walk down the movie. There's no real way to do this shit. All right. The best way, the movie starts off. They got to talk about Superman, the baby. They focus on his daddy. All right. They go through the movie. First of all, this movie should have been called Biological Dads Are Awesome. Stepdads Are Bullshit. That's what this movie should have been called. Because anytime it was referenced about the Kent family and his daddy and all that other good stuff, they made him look like a bitch. The entire movie. Like,
you know what?
They went
what we
outside
read.
Of the comic book
on,
to say he's a
come
bitch.
Come on, man. He was teaching them life lessons.
Okay.
He was teaching them life lessons and leave it to you to not value life.
Okay. First of all, when they talked about the Man of Steel, they talked about young Superman. Everybody knows the story. The boy from outer space, from a dying planet, he goes, he gets sent to a small farm in Kansas. They raise him and all that other good stuff. But yep. Every time they got a chance, it turned into, well, don't show your powers. Don't show your powers, boy. Show what you can. Don't show what you can do. The world isn't ready. They will kill you.
But the world wasn't ready to see all
okay.
That.
Okay.
Yeah, the world still ain't ready to see it.
Okay. But then, good dad, you find good dad in the fucking... All right, first of all, homeless Superman. Let's cut the bullshit.
Homeless Superman.
All right, after his daddy died, he wanders the earth. The guy who can fly wants to walk. Wanders the earth. Somehow ends up in what was it, Antarctica, Alaska? Alaska.
He was still training, hanging on to his normality. That's what he was doing. He was just hanging on to it, trying to be human.
Okay, but this guy trying to be human,
yeah,
walking towards Antarctica, somehow ended up on the fucking deadliest catch. And then after, you ain't seen the movie, so all right. So anyway,
it was a good movie. Don't let him tell you.
He ends up on the deadliest catch.
Like, I tell you what, for anybody that's sitting on this panel, you actually have to go see the movie.
Yeah, to really understand
go
what's going
on. Go see it at a theater. Hint, hint.
Look.
Well, technically speaking, you know, they should have just left the original Superman that came out.
Really?
With the best. Are you serious?
Ones. Really?
Yes, are you Christopher
Reeve.
Christopher Reeve
was the best Superman.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Well, hey, last
don't get mad because you're not part of the conversation. That's
hey, listen. If he was so damn super, what was up with that horse? I said it.
Uh-huh.
What was up with the what?
Superman got paralyzed.
Superman got paralyzed.
Christopher Reeve. Now, I would prefer Christopher Reeve
Quick question. This might change the whole outcome. Was the horse... from LexCorp.
Honestly, they still don't know at this point. They don't even give a damn at this point.
I heard the horse went into hiding. You can't find him.
They can't make no more movies. Okay. And then, okay. Then you got homeless Superman. He's back on the deadliest catch.
You stop calling him homeless
Superman. What do you call him?
I call him
Superman who can't. All right.
I call him Superman who was in shock. His father died. The only father he all right, the
only all
his life.
The only father he, had, he never
and
knew.
He roamed the world trying to figure it out.
He's walking. The guy who can fly is now walking and hitchhiking, mind you, throughout the world.
Why not?
He goes. Okay, whatever. It ain't like you can hurt him. So he goes and he's doing little miracles for people.
That wind you hear in the background, that's Superman. Yeah,
well, we're outside. I mean, that's just what it is.
He's swirling above angry. Us right now.
You know what? I would like to have a chat with homeless Superman so I can. I would love to have a chat with him because what the fuck was you thinking? Because when he goes around, you're not supposed to show what you could do, but does miracles for people. Hint, hint. Okay, there was a lot of Jesus talking.
You know
there was a lot.
It was a lot of Jesus.
It was a lot of Superman comparisons to Jesus in that
like
movie.
When he got blew up and he fell in the water and he fell
and
like
then
in
he
a
fell
cross.
In a cross.
He's like he was in a cross position.
The church. He walks into a church and he somehow the angels in the stained glass are aligned right by his shoulders. But back to Christ homeless Jesus.
Christ homeless Jesus.
Here's why homeless Jesus. It was homeless Jesus because homeless Jesus, man, Superman, sort of. Okay. He got a tip why he's saving another woman in a bar from being hit on from the bad guys. And then the guy, okay, so no one paid attention. The guy who couldn't get a swerve on that, you know, Superman totally cock-blocked him, punched him in the face and broke his hand.
He didn't punch him in the face.
Okay.
He pushed him in the chest and he didn't move.
Okay. And then he throws the little beer can at. Oh, first of all.
And he hits him in the back of the head.
It was a lot of product placement in that movie.
It was
like,
a lot.
It was like he made sure
camera.
The Budweiser logo was up before he hit him. And then Budweiser takes
good for throwing stuff at people.
Then Superman needs to get him back. So. He takes his 18-wheeler and just sticks just foam poles through him and just kind of how did that happen?
Wow.
So he goes to the ship. He finds his real dad. Somehow, all you need is this magical Superman key, and you can bring dead people back. And you bring your dead dad back, and your dead dad not only tells you.
Are you kidding me? He wasn't back. It was an image of him.
That's all the more reason why I say the first original one.
Here we go.
All that
I'm starting to agree with you. Because dead dad comes back. Hey. After dead dad comes back, he not only tells
nothing
you who
says
you are.
Super villain like Richard Pryor.
Hey, why you playing? They found a way for him to be in that movie.
Wasn't.
That's Superman's
hand. He was hot right then. That's what he was.
Because he was hot. He was hot at the moment, and he found his way in that movie. And quite honestly, way to go. Way to go. Way to go for him. I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with bringing people who obviously died twice. I'm not okay. He got stabbed. After he got stabbed, died. The planet he died on blew up. But somehow, if you have that key and go into the ship, you can bring him back. Not only is it not a video, it's him giving you the history of Krypton.
Yes.
And then, when the people who are coming to arrest Superman comes, he's giving them hints. Move left. Move right. Move out of the way. You duck. Okay. The title of this movie should have been called
AI. That's what it was.
AI,
they're from an alien foreign planet that was more advanced than Earth.
Okay. Okay.
It was AI.
All right, motherfucker.
So
you want to talk
about
Krypton? Let's talk about Krypton.
But it was his father. That's you know what.
Okay. You want to talk about Krypton? Let's talk about Krypton. Okay.
No.
The planet that has been known to many comic book fans having a red sun. It blows up. It does what it's supposed to do. Okay.
Right.
The planet, I don't have a problem with. The Red Sun didn't bother me as much. The lack of not having a red sun.
It was a red sun.
Okay, goddamn it. I got half a body for $8.50 on the goddamn table. And me and you go watch this shit again.
Man, it was a red sun.
I don't see it for
it
the
red
time.
Sun.
I'll pay for you too, motherfucker, because I will commentate saying. Throughout the entire movie. So now, with the red sun, you got Krypton, you have the planet is about to blow up. Oh my god, the planet is about to blow up. I get that. That's been with Superman as we know it. And then General Zod makes an appearance.
Right?
General Zod makes an appearance. No problem with Zod. Zod was just like, okay.
Zod was awesome.
Zod was like, okay, the planet is about to blow up. But you know what? Fuck it. For the month this planet is still up, I'm running shit.
So it wasn't a month. That's your problem. You didn't pay attention to watch the movie. You were probably podcasting.
Okay,
all
I should have. I really
hey, the sad thing about it is that the world, Krypton did not blow up within the month that they was locked up or whatever. It blew up within a couple of days after they had sent the pod out, and it was in the Phantom Zone.
Okay.
That's how they
let
escaped
me
the Phantom
Zone. So now, and I'm glad you said that. So Zod come in. Zod start running shit. He tries to team up with Superman's daddy. Superman daddy wasn't having that shit.
That was after.
Hold on, hear me out. I'm just giving you a brief synopsis. I don't have 3 hours on this goddamn podcast to sit out and break by break this fucking movie. So he didn't go with him. He sends his son up. This is a story we all know. He fights him. The guy who was supposed to be a goddamn scientist learns how to fight magically. Well, you know what? I give him credit on that because he did a lot of stuff out of the book. He was born and bred to be a scientist, and he was the only person on Krypton who actually fucked. No one fucked on Krypton for centuries.
No, that's true.
So I guess if you learn how to stick your dick in a female, maybe you may pick up a book on fucking kung fu. So now
they all knew how to fight.
Okay.
It was geneticists.
Okay. Zod said it himself. He was like, look, you pick your job when they had the babies in the job. So some are scientists, some are teachers, some are warriors.
But they all know how to defend themselves.
Okay.
That's it all.
Either way, it don't matter because he died the first time right there today.
Basically, it all came down from the same genetics.
Okay. So he died in the. All right. He died anyway. The first time. This is the first time he died. So
it wasn't the first time. He died.
Okay. He died. Whatever.
He died.
So then.
Not his AI.
All right, he died, and then
because he put it around his son's neck.
He put it around his son's neck. Send the rocket off. The rocket to go to Earth, and then they see the rocket. They can't stop it because the authorities stop Zod.
So wait, time out.
Uh-huh.
So y'all trying to tell me that this new Superman was artificially inseminated?
No, he was
no, he
born.
Wasn't.
He was the
born.
Only one
he was
born
the only one
straight
that was
up.
Actually born.
Everybody else was artificially created.
Okay.
All right. I lose you.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
They did like the Matrix thing.
Exactly.
The babies
exactly.
Were like born in the field.
Babies are not
except for Superman.
Born.
Ironically.
Okay.
Wow.
So now you get this. The Superman. He's gone. He's already in flight to Earth. Right. Authorities stop Zod. They have. All right. And this is what was bullshit. They had a full-on fucking trial for Zod.
They had an idea that the world was going to blow up. They didn't know it was actually going
to
do it.
This is why
they
I say it had to be like
zone.
A month. They lock
it
him up.
It wasn't a month.
Okay.
It was a couple of days.
Okay, they lock him up. They lock all Zod people. They lock him up. They put him in these like dick-shaped chambers.
Yeah.
They look like big dicks. That's just what it is. It's just they open the thing and it looks like a dick. And you put Zod in it.
What is your obsession on the side with dicks?
Okay.
What's
you,
up with dicks?
It's not an obsession.
Is it something
you made
just
a multi
us, that's
you made a blockbuster movie and then your prison chamber is a cock. It's just like
it
okay, we're
cock.
Gonna
it wasn't
like,
a cock. It was a dog
it's a cock with a hinge
ice shell.
On it.
It was an ice shell.
It's an ice shell.
Shaped
like a
dick.
Cock.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
shaped
yeah.
like a dick. I mean, I don't give a, like I said, my $8.50 on the table. We will go back and see this shit. So he goes.
Do I have to do the call sign again so people can write in? And
oh, please.
Say what they need to
if
say.
As always, you can always hit us up with emails, comments, questions. And I'm getting a lot of them here. JustTalkWithSam@gmail.com. No G at talking. JustTalkWithSam@gmail.com. Hit me up on Twitter, SamShow11.
No
I will argue your ass down on Superman. So anyway, Zod and his boys are
let me guess. The shape of the crystal that he put around his neck, it was a dick too, right?
No. No, it was whatever triangle, the long... I didn't
okay,
do so
what's
well
kind,
in that
what's, what's the difference between a triangle, which they got locked up in, and ice
shell? That wasn't no goddamn triangle. I know a cock when I see a cock. That was it. So anyway. So now.
Sam has a dick obsession.
Yeah, I got one. Pretty strong one, too. I made a boy. So, So, after all of that, he gets to Earth. Now we're talking about Earth. Superman, Clark is about 7. Because they don't tell the story. They don't tell the story in order. So, Clark is about 7. He's in school. He's had these visions where he can hear stuff. He can see far away. He's seeing through people. He sees people, bones and muscles. And a 7-year-old is freaking out. So the only saving grace on that, how they worded it, where he said he goes into the cabinet, or excuse me, he goes into the closet and hides because he can't take it no more. Throw back to the comic book, because he did go into a lead line closet and he wasn't able to hear that. His mama talked to him. Apparently, this is not the first time this has went down, because she knew exactly what to say. Excuse me, stepmama talked to him. I want to make that plain. Stepmama talked to him.
Here you go.
Calms him down. Say, look, you're going to go through some stuff. It's okay. She didn't say stop doing this shit. She just said, right now, learn how to focus. And apparently, talking him through how to handle your powers.
And how to breathe.
Right. How to breathe. How to do this. Meanwhile, daddy is like, fuck that.
Lamar's classes.
Daddy is like, stepdad is like, fuck that shit. Don't tell niggas you got that in the first place. So, he goes back. He loves.
Kevin Costner did an excellent job.
Kevin Costner was the Kevin Costner from fucking Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams is telling me not to fly.
Kevin Costner, for his role, should have got an Oscar. That's what I'm saying.
That was not yeah, Oscar. Yeah, no, Field of Dreams, yes. Old Field of Dreams is telling me not to fucking fly.
Nah, telling you. Man.
Ain't Kevin Costner the dude that played
the bodyguard? Yeah, he's the bodyguard. Yeah.
Oh.
But old Kevin Costner. This is not the bodyguard. This is not Field of Dreams. This is scared ass Kevin Costner. They are going to kill us if you do anything, Kevin Costner. So basically.
And that's what would have went down.
Okay. So Superman is, he get a chance to finally flex a little of those super muscles. He's about, at this point.
About 19.
No. Let's rewind the clock. This is about 12 when he was on the bus. Okay. All right, he had to show he's Superman, because the bus flipped over and hit off the turnpike and went into the river.
Right.
He knows he has the power. Lana, they showed a nice little cameo from Lana just to say, like, look, nigga, I know what you can do. You better do it or I'm dying. That's
wait,
how Lana
wait,
looked
wait,
at.
Wait, wait,
the
wait.
The little
wait.
Girl.
See, you know what? That's what I'm talking about. You said Lana?
Yeah, the little girl was Lana.
You said the little girl was Lana.
Lana Lang.
That's what I'm talking about. You went straight Smallville right there.
Tell me where they were.
Not, Smallville, the show, was not a real deal, man.
No, but hold on. But they said her name. Hold on. Let me finish the story. So Superman, he gets the bus.
Smallville.
He takes it out of the water. He's a 12-year-old boy. He takes it. He pushes it. And he goes back and he saves all the kids. But the only person who was conscious enough to see it, excuse me, the second person who was conscious enough to see it that wasn't Lana, was little redhead boy who Kevin Costner had to convince he was crazy.
Yep.
They convinced that this boy know what he saw. This little boy saw Superman as a fucking in between, what do they call it, a tween. He wasn't a teenager. He wasn't a kid. He was a tween. Yeah. They saw that, and they had to convince this boy. Oh, you are retarded.
That was the only way out.
But then
that he could keep the secret.
But that's what I was getting at. He called her out by name. He was like, "But Lana saw it." He's like, "We talked to Lana's parents. Lana didn't say shit." You know, that's pretty much how they said it. They shut that shit down.
Supposed to do.
But Lana saw it. We called Lana's parents. Lana didn't see a goddamn thing. She's just lucky to be alive.
Are you sponsored by UPN right now?
No.
UPN or CW?
No.
He said UPN.
No, because this took place in Smallville.
Smallville.
So now you grow up. Now you got Clark again. We fast forward through this movie because it's 3 hours. So they show him again as
you
a...
You know what? Real quick.
Uh-huh.
I did have a problem with it where they showed him traveling the world and so on. It was very Jesus-esque. That he started coming into his own, it 33. Yeah, they made sure that they said
they were sure he was 33. Yeah, it was a lot of Jesus comparison to Superman. So he travels to Earth. He's on the deadliest catch. How the fuck did he get on a fishing boat? We don't know.
He traveled the world. He's trying to find his humanity, man. That's what he was trying to do.
So the shipping boat disaster shows up because the oil rig in the middle is on fire. He is the worst. He made sure he is the worst employee they would ever have.
Yes.
Just to kind of hide. So if he's a klutz, they wouldn't expect him to do, you know, super feats. So that makes sense. So they talk about the oil rig. All of a sudden they blink. This motherfucker's over there. The same dude you were just talking to is across the water. He's looking at him with binoculars. He don't believe it, but he's looking right at it.
Nope.
So he's saving all the people. So he has to hold the oil rig up. He holds the oil rig up before that goes up in flames. And the chopper comes and gets all the people. The chopper goes, he's like, we got one more. But since he's so super strong, he could take the hit or whatever. And not one motherfucker look for him. Not one. Even though you
saw him. They thought he was dead.
Okay.
Because it was a klutz. They thought he was dead.
Fair enough. But the original boat he was on, nobody said, hey, y'all seen Steve?
Nope.
Y'all seen Steve? Where the fuck Steve go? Nope. Nobody's on it. Okay.
Because some other people died.
Except the guy with binoculars, like, God damn, that's Steve. That is Steve. How the fuck Steve get over there? Hey, that's some shit. Steve is a shit.
Wait, because y'all lost me again.
All right, you didn't see the movie?
Yeah.
You didn't see the movie, so it's good.
Wait. So they renamed Superman?
No, he goes and travels, and he takes these little punk-ass jobs just to, like, earn a little money. But he lied about his name. He lied about where he's from. He lied about everything. So nobody can connect him to the Smallville kid who saved all the children, who used to get bullied and never fought back because, honestly, he would kill someone. He would have killed someone.
Yeah.
So that's when stepdaddy was all like, hide that shit, because if you play, he was like, daddy, I really want to hit him. He was like, if you hit him, you will kill him.
So in other words, we got a liar for a superhero.
Well, yeah, he's hiding. He's hiding. Yeah.
He's
hiding.
He had to hide, man.
I get
he
that.
Had to hide.
And then they go back to Smallville and they show how his dad died. And he's having the little thing that a lot of adopted kids have when confronted about their real parents versus step parents. It was, you're not my real dad. Why do I have to listen to you? Yeah. And you know what? Mama was in the back. You know, good point. This motherfucker can destroy all of us. You know what? Good point. I'm not going to say shit. I'm just going to stay the fuck out of this before you look at me and burn the fuck out of me.
Exactly.
So I'm just going to stay out of this. So, you know, stepdaddy all like, you know what? No, he's trying to play the sarcastic role. No, he makes a good point. You don't have to listen to me. So you can get out of my house. That's pretty much what it came
pretty
down
much.
To.
So that's how he became homeless?
No. See, during this, in the Midwest, there's a lot of tornadoes.
And see, this is how Kevin Costner should have got an Oscar.
So
let me take this one. Basically,
okay,
what it all right. is, like,
now, I'm
going to
call bullshit.
Hey.
Get ready.
Basically, when they was driving, and he had the you're not my real dad speech, a tornado was headed towards him. And they was on the expressway, and then everybody stopped and was getting out the car. And they was running towards the overpass. Well, they left the dog in the car when everybody jumped out and was running to the to the bridge underneath. And they realized they left the dog in the car, the family dog. So the dad, he says he got it. He runs back over to the car. Kevin Costner opens up the car, lets the dog out. But the tornado was coming so close to him, and his leg got caught because the tire deflated or whatever, and it clamped down on his foot.
Right.
And he messed up his ankle or what have you.
Okay.
So,
you're right. The car that flipped over a tire did go and closed them in.
Closed
so, yeah, you're right.
So, yeah. So, he couldn't walk. He was dragging his dead leg, but he realized he wouldn't be able to get away. So, Superman could have went and saved him, but he put his hand up and was like,
Don't do
it.
Here's why I call bullshit. Superman was like, motherfucker, I am faster than this tornado. I can get you. Everyone else is looking away. Everyone else is
not
paying attention.
They were not looking away. They were looking at him.
Okay. Everyone else was looking at. They was looking at Daddy for a second. He could have ran past the tornado. Like, oh, he got sucked up in the tornado and he got right here. He could have. There's so many ways he could have did. But he said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just finna die. You know what? as long as you hide your powers that could obviously save me right now. You could save me, you could fix my fucking leg, you could do all this shit, but I feel like dying. So, peace out.
It's a beautiful day to die.
And yeah. Beautiful day. And then he dies. Superman is not feeling that shit. He was like, oh my God, the last thing I said to my dad is like, I'm going to get the fuck out. So, he keeps his word. He got the fuck out and wanders the country. And
okay. So look, check this out.
Right? Uh-huh.
In the original Supermans, he would, like, dip off somewhere and, mm-hmm. like, go mm-hmm. into his suit and go and save somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You feel me?
We ain't there yet.
Why he couldn't do that to save
He could have. Dad. See, that's the thing. That's the argument.
He could
have. He could have. His daddy told him not to do that. Don't show what you can do at all.
See, hold on. If he can dip off somewhere.
Exactly.
And change into his shit where won't nobody see him like he originally
exactly.
always do.
Yep. His daddy knew that. His daddy knew he was fast enough in order to save him. But just because somebody out there may see you, don't do it. I'd just rather
but
die.
But that was the point.
That was that bullshit. Was I'm not. Okay, that was that the point. Was it was bullshit. Meanwhile, while this is happening, Zod found a way to get out of goddamn wormhole, and he's like, all right.
When the world got destroyed, when Krypton got destroyed, it released the Phantom Zone.
Yeah, it released so because there was nothing holding the Phantom there.
Right.
And Zod is not a dummy. Zod was like, look, we colonized other planets. We went to other planets before we knew our planet was going to blow up. But they didn't listen to me, so they didn't listen to Zora. They didn't listen to Superman, Daddy. So we colonized other planets. We gonna hang on them other planets until we get enough energy to go get this motherfucker who got all the people that can restart a planet in his DNA.
Yes.
So they did that. While this is happening, while teenage Superman is having these little crises of faith, Zod's like, I'm finna go find this motherfucker. I'm gonna kill him. I don't care if it takes 10 years, but I'm gonna find him. If he wants to be down with us, cool. If he don't, I'm going to put a bullet in his ass. Mm. All right. That's happening. Now, homeless Superman walks into Alaska because he got a hot tip that there was a spaceship out there. Oh, by the way, you live on a farm for roughly 19 years and no one's going to talk about the spaceship inside the bar.
Nope.
No, not one person talking about the spaceship.
Nobody saw it. Nobody saw it.
So, everyone knew where it was.
Like, I got a question for you right now.
So it was a
you haven't been in my garage in years. What's in there?
Okay. I have not been in there
That's
in
right.
years.
It's a
I don't live
right
over
now.
Here. I don't live
I
over here.
I just the world.
If I live here, you better believe I'm going to know
but they
the fuck
know,
is in it.
Those three knew. Clark Kent.
He didn't know. Dad, Clark did knew. Not. Clark knew when
Clark
he was a
knew.
Little boy.
No, he knew. They had shots
no.
where he was in there.
When he
they
was knew. A little boy, he was about 12 when he brought him into the garage. He was like, look. This is where you come from. This is where you are.
Yep.
This is this.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find the fucking key. They didn't. The magical Superman key that brings people back to life. They couldn't find the key.
So, alien technology.
Fair enough. So they find the real shit.
We're talking about Kansas versus alien technology.
Okay. That's like a little. All right. Most spaceships break down, and then there's
what's that,
two
Ma?
Little. There's
I don't
a bigger
know what
ship.
That is.
In Alaska, the real ship, that's in Alaska. So the real ship, they go on a real ship, and then he figures out all this shit, and then all of a sudden Lois Lane is seeing all this stuff. Ace Pulitzer Prize winning reporter who knows some shit is going down. So she show up. So she show up. She knows it. She's a reporter. She should.
She saw him going there, and she was like, "Why he ain't got no coat on?
Why he ain't got no coat on?" Being nosy. She's doing what
her job.
That's the only person I did not have a problem with. It is
Zod. No, you didn't have a problem with Zod.
I have slight, and this is all fanboy shit. He didn't enslave anybody and say, kneel before Zod. I was waiting on that shit. I was waiting on that shit. Wait, kill everybody. Kneel before Zod. Like, yeah, that's my motherfucker right there. But other than that, he was 100%. Back to Nosy Bitch. Nosy Bitch is running around. So now she's fighting like one of the little drones that they have to like guard all the secrets. Alright, okay. While this is going on, Superman is getting the fucking tutorial of how to be Superman, apparently, from his daddy, who's not dead.
He was dead. That was
fair
AI.
Fair enough. His consciousness.
Yes, his consciousness.
All right. Either way, this motherfucker was alive. But anyway, he goes back into it while he's getting cheat codes on how to be Superman from his daddy.
Right.
Then Lois Lane is looking around like, I ain't never seen this shit. She's taking pictures. She's writing shit down. And then she got to fight the little robot that's supposed to guard shit. Robot kills her instantly. Robot was like,
wait. Lois Lane got killed?
No. She was
almost. She was bleeding out.
She was bleeding out.
He had to cut her out.
It had razors, and it was just like, oh shit, we don't know you. Stabbed her. Shank Lois. It was like, oh shit, we don't know you.
Held her down. It was like, I gotta stop.
Then Superman came in. Heat vision was just like, okay, this is fucked up, but I gotta save you. I gotta open up your clothes. I know. Look, you gonna hate me for it. I gotta strip you down, and I have to cauterize your wound. Whatever you gotta do, yell at me, call me a dick, do whatever. But I gotta save your life. So he takes her clothes off. She said, "You know, you understand?" She said, "Yeah." So he takes it, uses heat vision, heals the wound. Did what he's supposed to do. He realized he's Superman. He put her back in a little military thing, the little military base is there. They ship her ass back. She writes the greatest story of her life. Only problem with the greatest story of her life.
Don't nobody believe that shit.
No one fucking believes that shit. No one. So wow. She like, all right, look, I know what I know. I know what I saw. There's an air out there who can fly. There's a motherfucker out there. You got heat vision. For some reason, they didn't bring in Cobra. All right, whatever. All of a sudden, he's in the suit. He's learning how to be Superman. Here's one of the biggest questions I have with this movie. Home of Superman. Can't nothing stop him. Can't nothing harm him. You know, you punch him. You break your hand. All of this shit, right? How the fuck does he shave? While big Superman practices
his hair. His hair.
I want to see this. How the fuck do you shave? We can't harm you. But for some reason, this motherfucker gets a bick. And goes into the Fortress of Solitude / spaceship in there, you know, shave it up, get it shaped up real nice, and go outside. And they conveniently enough have a Superman suit waiting on him.
It was not waiting on
him. Waiting on him, right size, right fit.
It was neoprene. It was stretchable.
It was flooding. Boots the right size.
It was Under Armour. That's what it was.
But at the same time, don't nobody know he's Superman.
Nope.
But they got
Lois. Except Lois. And Lois is now like, I ain't no goddamn liar. She found his friends. She found his family. Somebody gonna tell me something.
Motherfucker had a Facebook.
Yeah, she went through everything.
Wow. You got a Twitter account.
Followers. So somebody gonna tell me something. So everybody's just kind of like hush-hush about it. She's starting to piece it together, but nobody believe her. Meanwhile, he's training how to be Superman. He shaved it up. He shaped it up nice. So now he learns how to be Superman. He trains. He's ready. Ready for some big shit. He goes back home. Goes to his mama. First thing he says to his mama. Mama.
For Zod.
No, he was like, Mama. I found my real dad. And he said I could do all this cool shit. Wow. The first thing he says to his mom, about my real dad, he taught me how to do some cool shit. And he goes.
That's
he
real has, baby daddy ass though.
That is what happened though.
Well, I know I found my real dad. I haven't seen it 20 years. But hold his Glock.
Hey, what's up? I ain't been here for 20 years, so I'm gonna give you this suit that makes you do everything. All right, that makes up for birthday, right? All right. Tell your mama I sent the check. Tell your mama I sent the check.
Wow.
So he goes back home. Zod is pissed now. Zod has got all the stuff he needs to come back to Earth. Zod gonna whip some ass. So Zod he breaks down TV. He says, "Look, y'all got an alien here. I want him. I'm not gonna kill y'all. But if y'all don't give them to me, I'm going to kill y'all.
Everybody.
I'm going to kill y'all. I can kill y'all either way. But I want them first. So give them up. And then we call it even. You know, just give them up. I may let y'all live. Depending on how y'all act about it." Superman Joe's back into the suit. Mom looks at the suit. "Oh, your real daddy gave you a nice suit. Nice suit." So he goes over. He goes, he's like, "Look, I can't put the world in danger, so here I am. They're like, nah, nah, Zod is feeling a little cocky. Nah, I don't want just you. Give me the girl, too. The girl who knows shit. The girl, I saw you talking. I saw you going on. So Zod steals both of them. But, you know, before he does that.
Here he goes.
He goes. Superman, he's conforming. He's going with the government. And what? All right, here's one thing outside the movie. This is more of a Chris Nolan thing. Hey, Chris Nolan, if you can hear this shit, SamShowNation.com. Thanks for listening. But why does all your movies have a fucking interrogation scene? Every last movie you make, somebody's in an interrogation room. Somebody is going to jail. There is an interrogation scene. Every movie has an interrogation scene. Every movie. Every goddamn movie.
Because that's when you get to the truth. Interrogation.
Inception. They didn't even do shit. They wasn't even caught, but somehow they ended up in an interrogation scene. They didn't even catch them.
But they could have. Their consciousness was caught.
We just gonna hang out here until the scene changed. Every movie is the same room. You just point the camera in a different direction. It's the same one.
You owe them studio time.
It's the same room in every movie. So anyway, he gets on Zod's ship. They go to Zod's ship. After they go to Zod's ship, Zod is like, all right, look, man.
Here it comes.
This is going to kill you. Spoiler alert again. If you didn't see the movie, first of all, you shouldn't have been listening this long.
Hey, look. I ain't going to hold you up. I still you like probably won't see it. And they're I'll go check out. I'll go ahead and check
now
out.
Now you want to go see it just to see who right.
Hey, look, he ain't even about to see who right. I'm still going to check it out just to see it. But truthfully, the originals is always.
Here we go.
You know what? I'm almost with you on that because.
It was not. This was a great movie.
Here's the next thing.
Great movie.
And this is where. This is where me and this guy, me and Big May, argue like schoolgirls.
We like an hour already.
On this one piece right here. Kryptonite was made in that movie.
Kryptonite was shown.
Here we go. Say your piece.
Okay, check it out.
Just because you see the fucking green rock, huh?
In the movie.
Just because?
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'll shut my shit off.
Hey, I tell you what. There was no kryptonite in that movie. But the simple fact of the matter is, he was an alien life form that was raised up on Earth, so he got used to our atmosphere. Mm-hmm. He was not used to Kryptonian atmosphere. That's why, when he got on the ship with Zod, he fell to his knees and started gasping for breath because he was not used to alien life form, air breathing, and so on and so forth.
Done when you're done.
I'm done.
All right. Kryptonite was in this movie.
There was no kryptonite. All right.
It wasn't the green rock that everybody knows Superman's vulnerable to. But these motherfuckers have been mining Kryptonian planets to prepare for this motherfucker. So they made every instrument that they use on that ship out of the soil from their home planet. So, like, if you go to a diplomat's house, that is, we have a German embassy here in Detroit. If you go to the German embassy, everything there is fucking German.
But
they
it's on Detroit soil.
It's on Detroit soil. However, the shit in there is from Germany. Tell me I'm lying.
No, you're not lying about the building.
Okay. Here it is.
The soil.
The ship itself is suspect. The ship itself is suspect. The ground is on a suspect. But the shit in it is still from Krypton, which still is made from Kryptonian things. It's kryptonite. And when he walked in that ship, he immediately fell to the ground, started coughing up blood. He couldn't handle it. That's kryptonite.
That was not kryptonite. If I took you up on the moon right now and snatched off your damn helmet,
I don't get into that.
The air up here is nice. That's what you're going to say.
I don't get into that.
Wait.
It's nice up here.
The air up here is nice.
Yeah, the air up here is nice. You ain't going to none of that.
Here it is.
You're going to start gasping.
Are you
air.
Familiar with a meteorite? A meteor?
Yes.
Okay. A meteor is a chunk of a planet from somewhere else that just come in our atmosphere and burn up, right?
Yep.
Kryptonite had to come from somewhere. So that little piece of that planet is in that ship because they had to make it.
But that's not kryptonite. That's just alien atmosphere.
Oh, you so. Okay. All right, got that.
Okay.
All right.
All right, hold on.
Don't worry about it.
Time out.
All right.
Time out.
Okay.
Time out. Let me ask you a question, Manny.
All right.
What is kryptonite?
What is kryptonite?
Yes.
A crystal.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's like rock, crystal. It's been different forms, yeah. So, yeah, I can see it.
Was it a crystal in that movie?
It was goddamn. If I build a goddamn engine out of the stuff I was going to build a crystal out of, if I just put a bunch of crystals together and make an engine, it's still one big thing.
But there was no crystal.
Actually,
it was no crystal.
Because I can see Sam's point of view on that.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I just like it.
Wait.
Dark ass shit.
You should like me.
I'm sitting here with the two darkest guys on the planet. And they conveniently take each other's side.
Okay, look. Check this out. Right, look. That's just like saying, I'm a carpenter, right?
Yeah.
And I got my circular saw, and I need a special blade, which is a diamond blade.
Yeah.
You feel me? You see a diamond blade, it's not a fucking diamond. I mean, it may be a diamond, but it don't look like a diamond.
Yeah, right.
So if the ship is...
Yeah, it's made out of the ship, yeah.
It can be...
It's still got that diamond part in it in order to...
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. All right, but hold on. Here's where none of this shit matters. All right, you call bullshit. You call bullshit ever. But here's what you miss. See, during all the exchange and all the interplanetary ghost stories and all this other good stuff coming, somehow Lois Lane got the key. They slipped her the key, the magical Superman key that bring people to life. And then they put the Superman key in Zion's ship. And all of a sudden... His daddy shows up and turns all that shit off. So it don't even matter.
But then, look, this goes back to my question.
It don't even matter.
How earlier in the movie, they go on to look for this magical kid with his daddy trying to tell it, and they can't find it, but now all of a sudden, Lois Lane has
No. Superman had it.
I'm going to tell you this.
They switched hands. They did the, I shook your hand, now you got the key move. Hey. Superman had the key the whole time.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this like this. Because y'all trying to make it sound like it's something that is not. I'm gonna keep it.
Tell him what it is.
I ain't seen it.
That's like this. If I put iTunes on your computer,
yeah,
and then I hook up an iPad,
yeah,
or an iPad or an iPad or whatever, iPod. Without you knowing it, what it's gonna do to all your music is turn it all to iTunes.
Yeah,
you know this, right? Yeah. It was the same shit.
Okay.
They just took a crystal and put it...
The key. They called it the key, goddamn. You better call it the key.
They took the key and put it in the same transfer, and then he just downloaded himself into the doggone system.
Okay, fair enough. Either way, that kills the
crystal. I just got you an Apple support.
I need it.
It's an Apple
support. I need it. So... Okay, because the key ruined the whole kryptonite angle, so we really don't have a clear answer on that shit, because daddy came in and stopped that shit. So daddy is like, okay, look.
Daddy's supposed to be dead.
Yeah, yeah. But his consciousness live on. Whatever. So anyway, daddy.
So we got a lying superhero.
A daddy who can't die.
As long as
you got that key handy, he's still alive. I guess he's alive in all our hearts. So he shows up, and then daddy is like, "Hi, you're Lois Lane. My son likes you." And daddy is kicking game. Daddy's like, "My son likes you. My son thinks the world of you, and my son wants to save you. So this is what I need you to do. I need you to listen to me, and I'll get you off this ship." Daddy is talking to Lois Lane. "I'm going to get you off this ship." And he tells her exactly how to get off the ship, right?
Right.
"Go back to Earth. Tell my son's story. He's going to be there in a few minutes. But you need to get off Earth." So she listens to Lois listens to Daddy. Daddy gets her back to Earth. Everything's cool for the time being. Superman... Since everything is Earth atmosphere, he can fight and he can do all the shit he needs to do. He gets back to Earth. So he's like, okay. They get back to Earth. They both look at each other. We have pissed Zod off. Zod is finna come, okay, and whip our ass. So Zod is now like, okay, I already told you who I am. I already told you what I want. I told you personally what I am and who I want. Now you ain't gonna help. Now guess what? I'm gonna take over your planet. I'm gonna kill you. That's another problem I have with Superman. Every Superman movie, old, new, indifferent. It's about fucking real estate. Yep. Why is every good news? So Superman is the fucking Century 21 man, really. Because every Superman movie got something to do with real estate. Yep. This Superman was about, okay, I just need to take over Earth so I can build Krypton. So I need to just tear your house down and just build a new one. The Superman U, the old classic Superman, was about them not only taking over Earth, but kind of like destroying the landscape in which Earth is on, so you can have beachfront property from LexCorp. So, yeah, it's all about fucking... So now we have a superpower... Century 21 man, apparently, who's protecting his investment, Earth.
Yeah.
So, he's just, I got to protect the house.
All right, check it out. Look, out of all the planets in our solar system, which one is the most desirable?
Hey, you ever been to Jupiter, motherfucker?
No, I'm just
saying. You don't know what the fuck is going down on Jupiter.
Hey, I tell you what.
You said, I don't know. What about Mars?
Yeah, I know. There's some shit going down elsewhere. We ain't the only one. We are not alone. Zod said it himself. We are not alone.
Both of y'all Martian manhunters can go up there and
live
on Mars.
I would love to go up there and just see what's going down.
It's that much closer to the sun. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm good. All right, give me one of them.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
I'm dark.
What's the closest planet to the sun?
Mercury.
Mercury.
Yeah, I fuck with Mercury. Give me one of them suits. You know, let's see what's going down.
Man, yeah.
So anyway, Zod come back down.
We talking about superheroes, and then you want to be a damn superhero.
You know what? Look, I have issues with my parents, so that's all it takes to be a superhero. You just have to have parent issues. They ain't got to die or nothing. You just got to, like, disagree with them. Every superhero got some weird parent issue.
Every good superhero is an orphan. That's
Your parent got to die.
Superman, Batman, Spider-Man.
Your parents got to die. That is what it is. Iron Man was up there. He had some daddy issues. That's about it. He just didn't like that nigga. That's what it was.
Wow.
I'll settle for Iron Man.
I love Iron Man, but you can't call Iron Man no superhero.
He's a dude.
No, you can't.
He's a dude. He's a dude. Yeah, that's what he is.
He's a dude with daddy issues. He was just like, you know what? I'm going to make some cool shit.
You know what?
Just show this nigga up. Let me show my daddy up.
I'm going to make a suit. That's all it was.
And then it turned into, I'm going to make 30 of them bitches because I know he got one.
It's a thin line between him and what's the dude name? Hannibal Lecter, the dude that tried to make the cat suit or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's his name?
Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, Buffalo Bill. I don't want a cool suit, so.
Now, we're back to Superman. Now they back on Earth. Zod ain't bullshitting. He done already made it plain. So Zod's sitting his dudes against her. He was like, look, I'm finna work on this. I'm finna get this big engine that's finna destroy the Earth. You gonna go to Smallville and go and handle him. So Superman doing what he gotta do. He's not really fighting. He just still Jesus-esque Superman still trying to reason with you. I done been on y'all's ship. Y'all done made me bleed out of my ass. Y'all done beat the fuck out of me already. I'm still trying to reason with you. Zod come down. And Zod is like, you know what? I'm done fucking playing with you. I'm destroying the Earth as we speak. I done set up some shit in India, and I've set up some shit in Metropolis. Apparently, you like Metropolis, so guess what? I'm going to destroy that first, but I'm going to come to your house. So he went to his house in Smallville, and Superman is still trying to reason with him. He's still trying to be like, it's okay. You know, you can leave. Here's my blood, you know. Well, just steal another Jesus reference. Here's my blood. Take it. Take what you need. And then here's where the parent issues come in. We already had the little stepdaddy, real daddy conflict. Mama died. Real mama died. So she died once. There's nothing really you can do about that. So she was there for the trial, though. She saw the trial. She saw him get convicted and, you know, landed in the dick and shot into space. But she saw that. So he got no real beef with her. He can't really do that. He don't got a key for her to, like, you know, bring her back.
Right.
All right. But anyway, she should have had a key since we all had to make keys to bring niggas back. But whatever. So after that, here's where the last piece of parental issues come in. Zod is still not bullshit. He is destroying your house. He needs to find your ship. So he can stop all this key bullshit. Because he got, you know, his daddy is in my ship living. So I need to take the key for the real ship. And let's stop all this shit. So he finds the ship. Gets his mama. backhands his mom. Bitch slaps his mom. It's like, where is the key? I am not bullshitting. I am Zod. I will fuck you up. That's pretty much what he's saying. So she looks at the shed. She's like, I'm not going to tell you. You already told me because you looked at the shed that everyone knows there's a spaceship in, but will not acknowledge it. So Zod ain't no dummy. Zod's like, she been looking at the fucking shed the whole time. Let's go to the shed. He goes to the shed. Now Superman is looking. Oh, you just slapped my mama. Now it's on.
Yeah, you can, and you that's can, when he starts to fight.
You can damn near kill me. This girl I was fucking, you stole her and beat the shit out of her. You just totally blew up her house.
Where my money at, bitch?
You blew up her house and like 30 blocks surrounding it. But you slapped my mama. It's on, nigga.
Mama.
So he goes, he fights Zod. Zod already. Zod is not fucking with him. Zod's like, all right. He give him like a quick little two-piece, go get the key. I need to get this motherfucker out of my house. So the two niggas that's with me hold his ass down so I can go get this key.
But how the hell you gonna bring somebody to hold down Superman? Really?
Because they Kryptonian as well. They can Superman. Fight. They all Superman. So Superman is now fighting like three Superman at this point. So because remember, he's on Earth and they can do all this crazy shit when a yellow sun hits you. They in the suits because they respect the environment. They're like, we don't know what the fuck is going on, but, you know, I do like the fact that I can fly now. Like, the soldiers are like, oh, I like this shit. I like this flying shit. Right. So now they're fighting. They can fly and they can do all this cool shit. Superman takes the helmets off them, and now they have the little super panic attack that he had when he was a little boy where he could see through stuff. He doesn't know how to focus and all that stuff. So it kind of gets him off his ass for a minute. But they didn't destroy downtown Smallville. They have killed roughly 40 to 80 people at this point. Superman has killed so many people fighting these motherfuckers. It's not even worth it to save the planet at this point. He has killed so many people. But Zod gets the key. He goes back to his ship. And right before he puts in the Zod key, the real key, the key that fix shit, the key that makes this nigga die and stay dead, the Zod key, he goes in. Daddy gonna try one more time. He's like, look, man, don't put that key in, cause if you do that, you kill me. We all want the same thing. We want a better world. We want better. So now Daddy wanna play peacemaker, because now he's about to die for real. He can't come back with the Zion key. With the Zion key, he gone, and he gonna stay there, god damn it. What the fuck else he gotta do? He stab you. So Zion and Daddy is talking for a second, and Zion looks over at him. He's like, nigga, I killed you. I'm going to stop arguing with you because I can kill you again. But he said, I hope you can feel pain. That this was like one of the best points. Yeah. This is one of the best points. Because Zod stopped bullshit. He was like, look, I know I killed you once. I don't know what you got with this fucking consciousness, Hoopajoo, but I don't even understand why you're here right now. But I hope you can feel pain, because I'm going to build my new planet on the bones of your son. Put the key in. Kill him for real. He did not show up through the rest of this movie. He killed him for good. No more Super Daddy. So now, it took all of this for Superman to get involved. It took him watching his love of his life get fucked over. The city he grew up in, totally fucked over. The city he was going to go to, barely hanging on. And now, his mama got bitch slapped and they killed his daddy again. So now he wants to fight. Out of all of this, now he wants to fight. So him and Zod going head up. They go in Metropolis. He needs to shut down what is called the world engine. This world engine is making gravity like Krypton. So now all of Zod people can get out. They can walk around. They can stretch out. They can do all this shit because it's changing the atmosphere. Making Krypton. Making kryptonite, goddammit. It's making Earth.
Kryptonite.
Okay, gotcha. All right. It's making kryptonite.
I tell you what, though. Whoever designed this movie, though, they had a sweet-ass techno beat. If you pay attention.
Yeah. It was like the start of a song.
How the
engine sounds is like the start of a song and the beat drop, and then they just, like, somebody hit repeat. It was like, one, 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 boom. And that's what was happening. Now, all the people who didn't believe Lois are fucked. Everyone in that office is totally fucked. And then they did something that stabbed a comic book reader like myself in the heart. It's like they must have looked at this and said, hey, I know you've been reading this shit for years, but Sam, fuck you. Jenny Olsen gets trapped. They made Jimmy Olsen, the little sidekick, the little super sidekick. They made her a girl.
Wow.
They made her a girl, and Jenny Olsen gets, she gets crushed in all the rubble, and she gets Lawrence. Oh, Barry. Oh, by the way, good look for Lawrence Fishburne. They made Perry White, Perry Black, Perry. Yeah. His name is Perry White, but they made him Perry Black. Wow. They made
you know Perry White is the editor in chief. Daily Planet.
It was a Daily Planet. He's a big, you know, kind of. He put on a little weight, but you know, they big, kind of burly white guy. I'm Perry White. No, you Perry Black. We got Lawrence Fishburne. Goddamn it, on a 3-picture deal. So you Perry Black. So Perry Black shows up. Perry Black does what every black guy should have done in the situation. The beat dropping, the whoa whoa whoa, it's like sending shockwaves, and it's just every time that beat drop, pretty much that's what it is. Every time the beat drop, like another city block gets destroyed. Wow. So like where I am right now, I see the beat drop. I can see where it's about to drop. Right, Perry Black is like, look, I did everything I can to save your ass. I don't try one more time. This beat drop one more time, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. So he tried to lift the car. He's like, I can't lift the car. Beat drop. It's been real. This has been real, Jenny. It's been real. I got it down.
Yeah, what you say when you see a black man?
Yeah,
you better follow suit.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I'll run everybody take off. So Perry Black, beat didn't drop again because Superman flew up, destroyed the little world engine, destroyed everything. He killed all the Kryptonians because he took their mask off, and he found a way to reverse the shit, put them back in the Phantom Zone. And since Earth is still a living planet, he can keep it on Earth, and they gone. So he pretty much killed everybody except Zod, because Zod knew to get the fuck out of there.
Right.
So Zod is like, oh, this is some bullshit. Zod is like, all right, now you done fucked up my plans. You done killed my crew. So you done killed not only one, but two Kryptonian women. You know, I could fucking make children. And I was trying to make this planet come again. I got your blood, so I could kind of make that happen, but now you really fucked me over. So now I'm going to kill you. I'm stuck here just like you stuck here. So may the best Superman win, motherfucker. Right. So they start fighting. So now Zod and Superman are going head up, and they're fighting. And then Zod remembers, oh, shit, I got on armor. No wonder I can't fly. Takes the armor off. He looked at him. And this is the biggest fuck you to the farming community ever. He was just like, look, I was born, bred, and trained to be a warrior. Everything about me says I'm a warrior. I am a protector. I am a person where worlds are built. That's where they built, and they come from me. And then he looked at him. Where did you learn how to fight? A farm? Homing the... If I felt like a farmer... So, I don't know what the fuck is going on Krypton, but apparently farming is, like, down the ladder. It's, like, president, scientist, general, guy sucking dick for crack, farmer. Like, whatever farmer is in the Kryptonian thing.
For real.
Because how he looked at him, he was like, where did you learn how to
fight
a farm? So he gave you that look like. He gave you the look as if you told me you went to a strip club for the hugs. And he gave you the look like, what the fuck?
Not the strip club.
You went to a strip club for hugs. So
never mind the half naked.
No. I just want a hug.
It's just the hug.
Like, I don't know what the fucking farm community is like on Krypton, but like how he said it with so much hate. Just like he said it with like, where did you a farm? Bitch, I have ruined planets. A fucking farmer. Nigga. You gonna chew some wheat and fuck me up?
You banging on bacon, bitch?
I know. It's just like...
that fucking wheat?
This nigga has corn.
Is that Maze?
Apparently Superman. Apparently Superman wasn't feeling the farm comment. Because apparently he knows whatever the farm goes out on Kryptonite and farms don't go along. Because he looks like, you just called me, almost like, you just called me a bitch. Because this is the first time he got serious.
Here's the other slapper's face. It's like he started fighting when he slapped his mama. He was fighting pretty
hard. Yeah.
But then when he called him a fucking farmer, he started fighting even harder.
Yeah, so I don't know what the fuck is going on with farmers. Oh, Krypton. He started really
for you, mama. He called me a farmer.
Oh, that's the F word there. That's that word. He called me a farmer. I'm going to go with it. So now he's fighting them. They fighting head up. They're going strong, too. They're going strong. Zod is like, I don't give a fuck. I am going to destroy you and everybody else. So Zod just start killing innocent people. Just like, you know what? Woo. I got heat vision, too. Killing people. Just killing people. So he cornered them. He finds a way to, like, get them cornered in, like, a bank. And that's another thing with fucking
why wouldn't
movies.
You just run towards and just run out the door?
I don't know what it is with Nolan's and banks. All his movies has fucking banks in it, too. It's always a bank, and it's always made out of brick and stone, and there's always some weird inscription on the wall in every fucking movie.
Trust us with your money.
Yeah, it's a bank, and it's an interrogation room. I don't know what it is. And Zack Snyder...
It's an interrogation room in the bank.
Zack Snyder, stop doing that shit. It worked for Cloverfield, goddammit, but keep the camera straight. Every time, Zack Snyder...
That stagger...
That little
shaky.
I get it in the fight scene.
Yeah, when the flying scene. Yeah,
I get
that's what it's supposed to be.
When these niggas in court. Shaky camera.
It was emotion.
These niggas are in court, and they like, well, Zod, you have been tried against a jury of your peers. Camera shaking and shit.
So the movie that made the cameraman stare.
The only.
No, that's what is one of those
just,
effects.
It's just one of those effects.
It's the emotion.
Don't get me wrong. That shit worked in Cloverfield. I believed on it because Cloverfield was supposed to be taken with a fucking Sony. Like, what are you gonna just film Cloverfield? I get that. But, like, you got money now, man. Buy a tripod. $50, man. It's $50. Hold that shit still. There you go. So anyway, shaky camera aside or not, Superman is in the bank with Zod. Zod killed like 3 people this far, and Zod kind of like pulled his last punk card. Like, what? I don't kill him, or you don't kill me. This is how I go down. So Superman, against all the Jesus teachings that he had, yelling,
"Snap his neck!"
So let me get this straight.
And then he started crying.
Because he took a life.
No.
Now let me break this down to you, Manny. If you have not been paying attention in the last hour about Zod, let me get this straight. I stab you. Yo, daddy beats the shit out of me with kung fu. You put me in a flying dick in another subsequent zombie planet. I get out of the zombie planet. I colonize old colonized planets. It's like you walking in ghost towns, surviving off rations for years.
Yep,
you bring me to this planet where if I take off this helmet, I start dying. I have like 100 seizures. But I get the chance to fly, but I have millions and millions of seizures. I can't control any of this shit. You break down my play. You break down every form of life that I could have to still... I'm still living. But if you just pull my head a little bit to the left, you know, I'm out of here.
Yep. That's how I go down.
That's bullshit.
That's wild.
So now, movie's over. For the most part, movie's over.
Part two.
Hold on, I'm getting to that. I'm getting that. It's definitely going to be a part two because this shit happens. So Superman, he's been homeless. When he learned during his homeless trips, he learned, you know what? Maybe I need to get a job because I'm Superman now. I need to get a job where I could go in dangerous places and no one would look otherwise. No one would suspect I should be there. So fuck cop, fuck fireman, fuck detective. I'm going to be a reporter so I can get in places I don't need to be. Fair enough. That makes sense. I get that. That kind of makes sense. So he learned a little trick when he was homeless. All you got to do, take a little Petroleum jelly, slick that hair back. Slick that hair back. Put on your daddy glasses. And you walk into the Daily Planet. For some reason, you get a job without applying. Okay, whatever. I was about to call bullshit. Then Lois Lane looks at him. Okay, I know who you... Hi. How are you doing? And she looks at him. I know who the fuck you... Oh, okay. Okay, I know who
I'll play along.
And then she give him like a little hint and nudge. Welcome to the planet. Instead of Daily Planet, she called it the planet. Like, nigga, we all know you're an alien. Almost a look at him. Nigga, I am a Pulitzer Prize, multi-time Pulitzer Prize fucking journalist. You think I can't see past some grease and a fucking pair of glasses? You think I can't see this shit? Right. Whatever. Welcome to the planet. Shake his hand. So now you got the Clark Kent angle. So now it looks like some time has passed. They didn't clean up the city. Things are starting to get a little bit better. He cleaned up Kansas. That didn't take long because they fucked up two streets. So it was all farmland. They fucked up two streets. A Sears. They fucked up two streets. A Sears. A 7-Eleven. Something else. I'm missing something else because there was a lot of products in that movie. So they fucked that up. So it probably didn't take long to fix it. You saw it in a Hardee's commercial. The niggas was working on it before you even saw the movie. Just like, well, Superman's work here, so I get triple overtime for this shit. So, go ahead, man. I'm going to bite this sandwich. Yeah, I get triple. Hell yeah. Hell, I'm going to bite this sandwich. Hardee's, go fuck up shit. I get triple overtime because you live it. Because
you live it.
So that happens. And then the general shows up because for some reason,
the general, not General Zod, the general Earth, the armies and stuff like that.
They own a little cross country drive. Apparently, they can't see past grease and glasses. They have $1 billion satellites tracking Superman where he's going. He takes the satellite out of space. He throws it on the ground in front of the general's car. He looks at him. Stop following me. Kind of a ballsy move, you Superman. You can't really get hurt. You can't. What the fuck he don't do to you? I mean, right, you know, right. Zod couldn't stop you, so this motherfucker Prius can't.
No.
So now that Superman is now Clark Kent.
And yeah, he can do shit. Yeah.
So, do you honestly think that if they come out with a part two to Superman, they gonna bring back Lex Luthor?
Oh hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Because you saw it in this one. You saw, like, a little Lex Luthor coming. Because they even kind of said in this one, too. In the end speech, he says, stop spying on me. Stop destroying satellites. And on the it was a 18-wheeler that says LexCorp. And on the satellite, it had a little, the L logo that says LexCorp, too. So, you know, it says it's coming. So, in the last scene, you know, the general is looking at him. He's like, look, dude, seriously, when it comes down to it, you got all this power. We saw what you did. Can we really trust you? It's just plain out American. He punks the general. He said, motherfucker, I'm from Kansas. That's as American as you can get. Pretty much saying, hey, remember, I'm white. It's okay. I'm not going to hurt you until you piss me off. So LexCorp, all of that shit is happening. End of the movie, Superman flies off, he goes to Daily Planet, does a regular job, end of movie. I get a movie about a B. Solid B. A lot of stuff in there. Lex Luthor is coming. We'll go around before we close out, because we totally told the fucking movie of Superman in about an hour. We told the whole movie. Right. The movie is like 3 hours, damn near, but we told it in about an hour. We spoiled it all, but if you had to pick...
You were listening for...
An hour, yeah. If you had listened for an hour, that's all you at this point.
In the first 5 seconds,
we told you we was going to do it.
Hey, but look, check this out.
For a person who didn't see the movie, you entertained? You entertained, man?
I'm totally entertained, because I'm like, look, check this out.
Does that make you want to see it now?
It's not.
Yeah, okay, it didn't do shit.
But at the same time, I will go check the movie out.
Let me tell you something. When you go see it, you're going to be like, bullshit on everything that Sam said.
Yeah, when you go see it, you're going to call I see the text happening now.
Like, oh,
I see
man,
the text happening now.
You forgot to tell me this.
One of us is going to get a call, and it's going to be like, you're full of shit. This is one of us. One of us going to get that call. And I'm ready to fight that point. Now, one thing I will throw it out. If you had to pick a Lex Luthor, the new age Lex Luthor, who would you pick?
I would pick my man from Crank.
Jason Statham is Lex Luthor?
Yes. No. That'll be sweet.
Luthor couldn't really fight. That's his thing. He had people fighting for him. First of all, Ronda Rousey is fucking Mercy. I want to see that because Mercy was his bodyguard, the chick bodyguard. He's angry with him. Ronda Rousey is fucking Mercy. Because he won't fight you. Mercy gonna do that. And Mercy beat the shit out of you. She don't give a fuck who you got powers or not, nigga.
Okay. Blair Underwood.
Blair Saving
Underwood. Saving Ball. Saving Ball.
Wow. I wouldn't believe
they
put
the hairline back far enough. You need to go ball.
I wouldn't.
You saw them commercials.
I wouldn't believe it. All right. Look, I'm all for black actors getting work, but come on. Here's my pick for Luthor. You need a big name because, well, you killed Zod. Michael Shannon was the shit. But if I had to pick, Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis. Think about it. You need a bald guy. Hold on. You need a bald guy.
Like I said, Lex Luthor don't fight. Bruce Willis do.
But that's the thing. Bruce Willis getting up in age. You need that. You need that Bruce Willis aspect. He's charming. He's nice. Because Bruce Willis, Lex Luthor is kind of like this charming billionaire who, you know, man of the people, came from nothing dude who worked his way up through the ranks and made a man. He becomes the president. He does all. That's fucking Bruce Willis if I ever saw it. Man of the people. And you got to have this, like, kind of racism with you too, because at the end of the day, this nigga is not like aliens. This motherfucker is not like, oh, you goddamn alien coming to my planet. Yeah. Motherfucker, I had to work. And he shows up and all of a sudden he gets high off a yellow sun and he can do this shit that I've been working my it's like I've been working my ass off for years. Why does he have this? So, yeah, you can throw that Bruce Willis angle in there. And I can see where you got to be kind of two-faced. But like, yeah, I love y'all. I fucking hate this motherfucker. When I find him.
I'm fighting to find, like, a good... Here's the thing.
I can see Bruce
in the
Willis
comic
doing
books,
shit.
All the black guys are taking over all the classic white folks.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Clark Duncan was one of the best.
Yeah, good
kingpins I didn't see in a minute. So, like, I'm trying to think of somebody.
If you want to make Lex black... Stringer
oh
Bell.
God.
Get Stringer Bell. Get Stringer fucking Bell.
Yeah.
Shave him ball.
Yeah, I get you that.
What's his real name? Idris Elba. Yeah, he's going to be Stringer Bell to me for the rest of my goddamn.
Idris Elba from The Wire.
Stringer
Bell from The Wire.
Idris Elba.
Okay, so because I was going to say
if you're going to make Lex Luthor black.
Make him be Malik Yoba from New York Undercover.
I can't deal with all that.
Yeah. Every time Lex says something,
he's the wrong. He's like, man, Janet, you're not going to take all my money. It's my money, too. Come on, man.
I can't do it.
Ladies dig that.
Like, Malik Yoba lost his cred after New York Undercover. After New York Undercover. It was the shit. And then he started getting punked by E.
Have Lex Luthor.
Remember the show?
Yeah, Lex Luthor.
Remember the show? He was getting punked by Eve. Eve. How you doing? Eve. He getting punked by Eve.
Hey, that's the show too.
I tapped out of that show so goddamn fast. Because I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it, man.
Whatever happened to the Mexican dude? What happened to him?
Oh, the Mexican dude from New York at the comic?
Yeah, whatever happened to that dude?
Oh, you talking about Eddie Torres?
That was his name. Eddie Torres. He was, maybe he just lived it up. He had a good run. New York Undercover was his last thing because...
Maybe he went to go become a real cop. Right?
No, I remember he was in the Michael Jackson Thriller video, and then what started it all off. This motherfucker
was... It wasn't a Thriller, it was bad.
No, it was... Yeah, beat it. It was Beat It.
Beat It.
He was the guy. He was the other guy tied up.
Yeah. That wasn't him.
No, it was the dude with the...
It was the bad video. It was the bad when it came. But it's mine.
No, I think it was Beat It. I really think it was Beat It because he was part of the game.
That dude
remember they was dancing like in a little warehouse thing?
Yeah.
It was like, you ain't dancing.
All right, first of all, goddammit, that's every Michael Jackson video they was dancing in a fucking warehouse.
The one where he was like, you ain't bad.
You ain't nothing.
Yeah, that's that video.
Fair enough. Every Michael, he came with me. Remember the one that was dancing? That's every fucking Michael Jackson.
Even in Heal the World, huh?
Heal the World, they
followed Michael Jackson video when he went.
Every goddamn Michael Jackson.
Every Michael Jackson.
Remember the one they was dancing? No, man, he narrowed it down.
Wait.
Let me guess.
Which one?
He was saying that shit.
Remember the one when he kept grabbing his balls?
Wow.
The one that was dancing. Okay. I have no real clue. We already killed the movie. We in overtime now with the podcast. I'm having fun with this. I don't know how to end this shit, so I'm just going to end it. All Things Podcast, you can go to samshownation.com. Questions, comment, reviews, whatever. Go justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Say what you gotta do. Say what you gotta say. Review. Say who your favorite person is. Tell me I'm full of shit if I'm full of shit on this Superman thing. I don't really care. But do what you gotta do as long as you give us 5 stars. I don't really care.
All day.
We rich, bitch.
And I guess
Samsung send my new Windows phone.
I guess I'll talk to y'all next week, man.
Yippity.
Hehehehe